any game. I know it's preseason, but just to have a game in the two-tone blue.
I'm extremely excited, man. My first game with the Titans. Going back to my home state, I was a Jersey kid. I played at Rutgers. Going to have family in the crowd, definitely. So I'm super excited every time my family's there, every time I get to play. Fortunately, on Sundays or whatever day it may be against a different opponent, I mean, I think it brings the best out of me.
How much does a preseason game actually matter?
It matters. You go out there and try to have good plays. There's nobody who goes out there and tries to play bad in the preseason or try not to work on their technique. So it's a good thing to work on your fundamentals, build your base, what you're going to be doing in a regular season game. But I'm definitely going to be out there competing like it's a game, because it is, trying to win.
Based off what I watched, is it safe to say this team's ready to go hit somebody else?
Yeah, this team's definitely ready to hit. So anybody, our offense. But, yeah, we're ready to play against some other people. But we're not going to look past tomorrow. It's definitely a better day to clean up some of the mistakes we've been making and get ready for the Jets.
So your old coach in New England is notorious for if anything like that happens, guys are just gone. Get out of practice, see you later. Is there ever a place for that type of scrum? Is there anything you can gain out of it?
Not really. I understand it because we're a physical team. Offensive, defensive guys are competing, but you got to compete in between the whistle. You can be a tough team and not get penalties. So they're inexcusable. That would be a penalty in a game. Whoever it may be on, it will hurt the defense and the offense, possibly ejection. And guys are too good to get ejected. We need everybody. So there's no place for the fighting, but I'm all about being physical and setting the tone with a guy in between the whistles.
There's been a lot of focus on you guys in the secondary. What do you think you guys have done or accomplished so far in training camp?
Worked hard. Worked extremely hard. We put the work in. And if you don't put the work in, you got no chance. And sometimes you put the work in, it doesn't work out anyway. So we got to give ourselves a chance by putting the work in, which we've been doing. We've been competing, not letting the offense get too many good days in a row or anything like that. We've been winning our fair share. That's what we're trying to do. And I understand that's what the emphasis is on this team, and that's why I'm here, and that's why a lot of guys are working each and every day to change that.
This is a new experience for you, and it's a new team. Almost 2 weeks in, do you feel like you've been here forever and that this is your defense, or
it's been the longest 10 days I'm talking about in my life. I feel like I've been here. I understand the playbook. There's obviously a lot to learn, but I feel like I've been here 6 months with these guys. Again, I know these guys were extremely tight-knit groups in the secondary and defense and the team as a whole. So yeah, I feel like I've been here a long, long time. I can't believe it's only been, I don't even know what day it is, but I know it seems like it's been, I feel like December or something.